It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Education Equation with Jeremy Singer is a new podcast exploring real research, real results, and real strategies that improve student outcomes. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Visit theeducationequation.org.
Hi, I'm Maitland, and me, Kelly, Steve, and Hot Wings, and our various significant others, roommates, and friends had a fantastic night out with Kids Food Basket, who we worked with this summer. Raise some money with our Radiothon for them. So they invited us to their fancy little event on their farm called One Meal, One Mission.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an auction there. There's really good food. There's musicians, like the whole shebang. And you dress up in farm formal. So we all went out in our farmy best. Everybody looked very nice.
It was a blast. We had so much fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Nice little happy hour.
Oh, yeah.
A little cocktail hour ahead of time, and then a fun meal. Everything that was at the meal had been, well, any of the vegetables had been grown on the farm on site.
Yeah.
The drinks were made by ingredients grown on site, which
was
cool.
Yeah, like the watermelon mojitos.
Oh, my God, that was so good.
Fantastic.
I was wearing a little dress that had raspberries all over it, because I was like, what better to wear to like a garden farm party than a dress with food on it?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I was wearing that. It's one that I don't get to wear very often, so I was really happy about it. And as I'm walking around to the bar during happy hour, I leave our table of our whole crew, and I come back and I go, guys, you won't believe the compliment I just got.
Okay.
A strange man told me I had perfectly developed legs.
Yeah.
I got these PDLs, baby. He walked up to me and he said, I got to tell you this. And I'm allowed to say this because I'm a trainer. I train men and I train women. I see it all the time.
Oh boy.
And he has this long lead up, just kind of repeating, this is why I'm allowed to say this.
I'm allowed to say
it. If you're saying that, it makes it feel like you think you're not allowed to say it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So then, he goes, but you have perfectly developed legs. And
I mean, I guess, is it a nice compliment?
I mean, he said that.
Yeah, that's a nice compliment.
Yeah. I think it is.
That's a great compliment.
It's really
weird. It's not saying like, hey, I'm qualified to say this. Your legs are weird.
It's kind of on par.
That's not a compliment.
It's on par with like, you have nice skin. I'd like to wear it, I think. It's not too far from that.
Yeah.
But yeah, he said that they were toned. They had good definition. And I was just like, oh, well, thank you. So moral of the story here is that is the magic of a nude heel, ladies. Get a nude heel that matches your skin tone, is like a suede kind of material.
Oh,
so that it kind of matches your skin entirely. And it just makes it kind of look like you got.
Does it elongate the leg?
It does. You got these Barbie legs or PDLs.
PDLs.
Perfectly developed legs.
Perfectly developed. He also was wearing a
public
necklace.
Display of leg also. And yeah. Also works.
He also was wearing a necklace that had a charm on it of a guy doing karate. So.
Yeah, when you pointed him out while we were sitting at the table, so you were like, that's the guy who said this to me. I looked at you and I said, that looks like a guy who would say that.
Rex Kwon Do.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, that compliment, though, then puts male coworkers into a weird position because you go, well, I have to look at your legs now. Like a hat, you know, you go, well, sorry, now I have to scan you, Maitland.
I'm just going to acknowledge
you do have pretty nice legs.
Thank
okay,
you.
Now
have
we'll never
legs.
Talk about this again.
Yeah, you do have legs.
We'll only talk about this in the future when you wake up one morning and your legs have been stolen by that man with a karate charm.
Did it feel... was it creepy or was it just like, that's different?
It just, yeah.
That's
what
I thought. Yeah.
That's a little weird, but thank you, sir.
I mean, yeah, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
Could have been way worse.
Maitland came back to the table and she seemed kind of smitten with the,
were you?
With the whole idea. She was, you were.
I was giggly.
Yeah, you were very giggly.
Nice compliment, like, you know.
Like fanning yourself.
Oh, yeah. Tie me down, guys. I might go home with that man.
Yeah, that was
hand me a palm frond.
But yeah, I'll ask this question that I asked on Saturday morning via text to everybody. Anyone else's significant other wake up very rough shape on Saturday morning? Because mine did.
Yeah, there was probably a variety of hollowness happening the next day, I would guess.
So great fun was had is what I'm hearing.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Kelly's friend Jen fell off a bench because she didn't didn't know how far the picnic table bench went.
Well, I mean, in her defense,
that was misleading.
It was misleading. So these tables were long picnic tables that you could easily get like 12 people at. So we had 10 or 12 of us, and we were all kind of sliding down, and she was the first one. And this particular picnic table was clearly set up for somebody who was in a wheelchair. Missing about 2 feet of bench.
Yeah.
And she slid down and went, thump, went right off the edge.
She caught herself, though. It was amazing.
She did. I'm guessing that at some point, like the next day, her body probably went, you contorted weird yesterday.
Yeah.
Because she did keep herself from hitting the ground, but. Yeah.
What's great is she's so tiny that she's pretty close to the ground already.
Yeah.
So I feel like she was able to catch herself pretty smoothly. But yeah,
she's pretty close to the ground already.
I started scooching.
She's
and
the
I
one.
Realized...
In, yeah, she was in that photo with you when you looked like Gulliver, and she was a Lilliputian.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, she's my tiniest.
Also,
friend.
I think that anybody sitting would have been the same distance from the ground.
Good point you make there.
Nah.
The only reason I knew is because I was scooching in the same way, and I had put my arm out. And I fell a little towards the empty space where the bench should have kept going, but it's to have a wheelchair be able to pull up and access it and access it. And I was like, oh, wow, that would have been embarrassing. And as I'm thinking that thought, boom, there goes Jen. I was like, okay, same brain.
When Hot Wings' girlfriend, I think, came away from the night with every flower from every centerpiece on every table.
Yeah, they were basically like, no, take them. Like, we don't have anything to do with them.
She couldn't say no.
They're cut flowers, and I had a back seat full of cut flowers.
Yeah, we have a centerpiece at our house now.
Yeah,
really?
That's pretty awesome.
Well, I walked in the door when we got home on Friday night, and I had this big bouquet of flowers, and I set it down on the counter, and I was turning and talking to Annette, and then I just forgot about it. So I came downstairs Saturday morning, and they were all like wilted and shriveled up. Put them in a vase.
Throw them in
water. Later.
That's what I said.
Puffed right back out.
He goes, oh no, they're
great.
All wilty. I go, throw them in water. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
They'll be absolutely
fine.
Yeah, I spent part of the night. I had years ago downloaded a plant identifier on my phone, like an app. And she goes, what's this? Get that app out. Get that app. I need to know what this flower is. So I'm sitting there just scanning bouquet flowers for like 5 minutes. So yeah, it was fun. It was a good time.
Like
we all had a good time. And
We decided that me and Hot Wings and our significant others are going to Tuscany next year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you guys bid and buy the Tuscany trip?
We did not.
But it was decided that we should have.
You can take an Uber?
Because
the wheels fell off pretty quick here.
Because they had an auction, so you could win weekend trips and massages and all sorts of stuff. But the big
Tuscany?
One... The big one at the end was a trip for four for a week, I think 7 days in Tuscany in Italy.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there watching it. We're like, man, this is going to go for a ton of money. And then when the final bell rang, we were like, that's like a really good deal.
I think it went for $6,000.
$6,000 or something.
For four people, it had airfare and
hotel, accommodations. Yeah. There were like some.
Probably some activities.
I think some little excursions. We were like, crap. Next year.
Yeah, man. You all fell asleep at the switch.
I know. Mm. Not that I have like.
Well, I didn't go to this.
$1,500 or, $3,000 just laying around. But like, if I'm going to plan a vacation.
That's a pretty cheap trip.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I wasn't really in the headspace to go in. Maybe I should prepare for a $6,000 donation.
Cost me more than that to take the kids to the Smoky Mountains.
Right.
Right.
But then we figured that. We'll be there next year, ready to bid, but it'll be a trip to Cleveland or something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, for the reenactment of Balloon Fest,
I'd go for that. Yeah. Honestly,
it's been 40 years since we polluted Lake Erie with latex. Come join us, won't you?
One of the great radio promotions of all time.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it. I mean, It's pretty cool.
We're talking about it 40 years later.
Here right? I mean, I wish I'd been a part of it.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.